Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of War in the West by Griff Hosker, narrated by Marston York. Part 1. Sir William. Chapter 1. I was used to warriors raiding my land, for I had been Lord of Elsdon, where I had fought the Scots who had sought to wrest that land from us. Now I was Lord of Hartlepool, and I thought I knew the land and that it was free from raiders. Not long after I took over the manor, I discovered that I was wrong. In my defence, my eye had been taken west to Wales. The king had commissioned me to help Sir Robert Pounderling to strengthen the border along the Clwyd Valley, and when I should have been looking to my people, I was doing what my family had always done, and I was serving the king. The Prince of the Welsh, Dafydd, had been defeated in a battle but was raising more men, and the king had asked me to help him. I would be leaving for Wales in the spring. Thus it was that I was poring over lists of supplies we would need instead of riding my land and looking for enemies. The Bishop of Durham had given me the manor as a reward for services I had done him. Relations between the bishops of Durham and my family had not always been the best, and my father had the blood of one bishop on his hands. Times had changed, and the Palatinate knew the value of the Knights of the Tees led by the redoubtable Sir Thomas of Stockton. It was a good manor, for the port was an increasingly important one, and the bishop used it to export wool and to import wines. I had little to do with the mundane day-to-day running of it. Brother John had been an incompetent priest responsible for running the port. I had managed to rid myself of him, and he had been replaced by a clerk, Roger of Fisbourne, and he knew his business. He was as dull a man as you could wish to meet, but he did his job well and actually seemed to enjoy the totting up of columns of squiggles. I was a warrior and a man of action, and I was happy to leave that to him. He came to me one morning not long after day had dawned. I had risen early and was breakfasting as I did my own clerical work and studied the lists of men I would take to Wales.
"My lord, I am sorry to have disturbed you so early."
I wiped my mouth and waved him to a seat. "Join me." He was a small, bird-like man. He reminded me of the sanderling which puts its head down and scurries along seemingly oblivious of all else.
"There is trouble."
I had learned to listen to my people. Elsdon had taught me that, and they had often given me intelligence which had saved lives. I gave him my full attention.
"The fishermen who fish the mouth of the river brought news of ships."
I drank.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?